let's just, you know, set ourselves straight and see what's going to happen, okay? I think I'm a lot clearer. Every time I go through it, I'm either a little more confused, a little clearer. But after I think about it, I feel that I understand it clearly. Okay. Now, Vatshuva Shlishis, Libi Ele Oshis, Vihi Gon Viso Ruach Kodim Chalishis, Omar Ravzal, again, Vapuya Gedoilo, Leize Inyan Mono Mitzase Shemed Rabbon, Vele Mono Kmo Kane, Mitzloisase Shemed Rabbon. Moshe Mono Mitzase Sase Miko Megillo, Vene Chaneku Meim Brochois. Vahalil. Vahalil. Hoyelahem Limnois, Kmochain, Bechlau, Lamites, Loisase, Achas vi Eschim Ushnishniois, vi Achas vi Eschim Loisase, vi Achos Chalutza. So the Ram saying, you know, the Bahag only added mitzvah drabonin, mitzvah drabonin in minyan mitzvahs. Kriyas Megillah and Hadlokas Nei Chanukah. Okay? And he says, as far as mitzvah say, you should have added Eruvin and Tefillas Yadayim. Once you do that, why don't you do that also? And then he says, you know, why limit it to mitzvah say? Why don't you add Lois Haseh? Shnias L'arayis is a Lois Haseh Midivay Seifim. And there are really 21 different arayas of shnias, okay? So you count the 21, and al chalut chalutza. That is his point, okay? The important point for us, which we'll see especially in the Ramban, is in which category would you put Eruv in? In the Aseh or the Lois Aseh? So the Rambam clearly puts it in the Aseh category, because that's what he asks. Why don't you count the same way you count the Bikur Megillah and Ner Chanukah? Why don't you count the Tefillas Yadayim and Eruvin? Okay, and then he asks a separate question: what about Arayis Shnias Arayis? And that's a Lois Aseh. So it means that Eruvin is what is an Aseh according to the Rambam. Okay. So the amazing thing we're going to see as we go through this, when the Ramban starts his argument, he talks about Eruvin as Lois Haseh. Okay? And yes, and the amazing thing, he has no problems with that. Okay? So that's very interesting. Okay? And we'll get to just, you see, all I'm trying to tell you that, you know, there certainly is an Issa to go out of your house into a Chotzer which does not have an Eruv on it. Okay? And everyone would say it's an Issa. Okay, so, you know, a priori, think about the Ramban and saying that Eruvin is alive, you know, that's not so bad. Okay, but we're going to see, as you end up talking about a Birchas HaMitzvah on Eruvin, a Shekhid Yishan Mitzvah V'Zivonu al Mitzvah's Eruv, which is what the Ramban introduced as his proof, for the same way you make a Brocha, Allah Hadik Nesham Chanukah, you make a bracha al mitzvahs Erev, so they should be the same. So, you know, the question, how do you look at things? And what's the relationship with everything? And do you make a bracha al mitzvahs Erev? You know, these are things we're going to have to talk about. I don't think you ever found it, but, you know, maybe we'll see. That's what we have. Now, now this. My Rebbe, when he was explaining the Rambam, he was very odd, you know, what he said is very, very solid, okay? But the more that I think about it, I'm not sure it's germane to what the problem we have to deal with, okay? I remember, the truth is, it was two different groups, okay? I happened to be in both groups. He lived with us, I think it was Sherish Aleph, it was about four Shurim in the first group, and then it stopped, and that was many, many times. Yeah? Then there was a second time, which we actually went through the 14 Shurashim, okay? And in both In both cases, in both times when he's talking about Eruvin, he pointed out a very interesting phenomenon. Okay? He said like this. He said, you find that you're allowed to be matzel kisvei HaKodesh if a fire breaks out. Okay? That's the mission called kisvei. And you can be matzel kisvei HaKodesh into a chotzer she'ena murevus, to a chotzer which didn't have an eruv. But the Rambam clearly says that, however, if the chotzer, see, the Rambam shita is basically even three mechitzas are a nadosh siyachid. Okay, but let's not get involved in that really. Okay, so you need four mechitzas if you have otherwise the kamalis. So you need a lechi or keira. Without a lechi or keira, you're not allowed to be matzah kisvei HaKodesh. So it means that you're not allowed to be matzah kisvei HaKodesh into a kamalis, but you can be matzah kisvei HaKodesh into chotzer she'ena murevus. So in just simple slangy, excuse the word, because that's what it's slangy English, you know, what's the scoop here? What's the difference between the two? Okay. So Evie said, and that's also the observation is 100% right, I think, is that sometimes we say on Shabbos that when you do something, it's called a shvus. A shvus is, and we'll see about it more later as we go on, is mit der Rabbonen am Melocha. I'm doing a Melocha mit der Rabbonen. Okay, with the Reis and the Lama Tess Melochas. Shvus, each Shvus is under the category of each of different one of Lama Tess Melocha. And I'm violating the Melocha mit der Rabbonen. Okay. So, the Rabbonen won't matir the violation of Melocha on Shabbos in order to say Kisvei HaKodesh. Kamalis mit der Rabbonen is Rishus HaRav Mifarsh HaSiyochet. So with the Rabbonim, when I take out to a Kamalus, I'm taking out Rishus HaRav. So I'm finished. So that's also, and then I'm Matav Kisvei HaKodesh. So the Rav said, is that a Chotzer She'ena Murevus, the Rabbonim didn't declare the fact that you didn't put an Eir there, because you have four Mechitzes really. You have the three Mechitzes plus the Eir, plus the lechi or the keira. See, really, halachically, you have four mechitzas. See, you have four mechitzas. So what's the problem? You didn't make an eruv. It's you have a chotzer, a bayis shel yochid, into a chotzer shel rab, but both are really shel yochid. So what did the Rabbanan do? The Rabbanan said, you know, we're not going to declare the chotzer she'ena murevus into a kamalus. We're going to say there's a new Issa taking out from a Rishus HaYochid Shel Yochid to Rishus HaRabim Shel Rabim. And unless you make the Chotzer She'ena Murevus that everyone is in both places, you make the bias, you make an Erev that you're out of all the batons, everything becomes all one Rishus. You're taking out from one type of Rishus HaYochid to another type of Rishus HaYochid. So if I sit down and I ask myself a question, you know something? What category of Melocha am I going to put this under? What's the Yisr of taking out from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid? It doesn't exist. So the Rav said, is that what happened in Eruvin is the Rabbanan made a new type of Yisr. It's not a Shvus. It's not a Melocha. It's a separate Yisr from Hoytzor to Chotz Shem Mureves. He said, if that's the case, as we understand very well, that for Kisvei HaKodesh, they said, we suspend the Issa, but Shvus, we don't suspend. Okay. So, you understand, Chotzer She'ena Murevus is not a Melocha, taking out to Chotzer She'ena Murevus, taking out to a Chotzer without a Lechi and a Keira, is taking out to a Kamalus. That's a Melocha Mdrabon. And that you're not allowed to do, even though in Kisvei HaKodesh. She said,
that's the Rambam's taina on the Bahag. Why did the Bahag count Ner Chanukah and Mikra Megillah Minyan HaMitzvahs? Because the new mitzvahs, sometimes you can have the Rabbonans which you model after the Raisa. For example, Lulav Kol Shiva, it might be the Rabbonan, okay, in Gvulin, but they model after Mikdash, Echel Mikdash. You can model mitzvahs after the Raisa. That's not a new mitzvah. There's no reason to count that Lulav and Lulav the Rabbonan as two mitzvahs and Yerah mitzvahs. That's, you know, that's, you have to get anywhere. But if you had a mitzvah which cannot be categorized in anything with the Raisa, like Ner Chanukah, what's Ner Chanukah? Which Raisa are you going to tag it on? It doesn't make any sense. Okay? Which Raisa are you going to tag Megillah on? It doesn't exist. So therefore the Baha'i counted it. Right? Because a Rabbanan can be counted only if it's a new mitzvah. So Ram said, what about Eiluvin? Eiluvin. Eiluvin, it doesn't fit under any categories. It doesn't fit in any deraisa. Okay? It's something new. Because they didn't say, midrabonon, it's a mulocha, like taking out to a kamelis, like taking out to Sarabim, but it's a new type of thing, a new Easter, taking out from Shayochet to Shayochet. You know, that doesn't make any sense. Doesn't mean anything. So, if the Baha'i counts Ner Chanukah Mikra Megillah, you should count Eiluv. That's the way he presented the argument. The point is very cogent. The question is, they have to do. Because you see, the Rambam's issue, just here for a second. The Rambam's issue, counting it as a mitzvah tasei, Eruvin, right? Or lav. The way he sets it up is the same way you count Mikra Megillah and Ner Chanukah, you should count Eruvin and Netilas Yadayim. Okay? As opposed to when he introduces Shnius L'Arayis, he's talking about Lavan. Okay? And therefore the Rambam introduced the argument of the Brocha, Hashem Kedishon, the same way the Brocha, Hashem Kedishon, Mitzvah, Vitzivon L'Arayis, Neshul Chanukah, we make a Brocha, our Mitzvah Eidl. So the argument about Mitzvah Saseh. So the question is, can you extrapolate? And the question is, why you should do this to Phil? Can you? The fact that the Isa, that the Erev is being Matir, is a new type of Isa, therefore the mitzvah, it must be a new type of mitzvah. Okay? But even if you could have done that, okay? Even if you could have done that, I'm not sure you can, okay? But it's a little bit strange, and to say odd, or a little bit, you know, off, to say the least, okay? Because if you've already proven, and you're postulating that it's a separate Isa, why attack the Bahag on Eiluvin for the mitzvah, attack it like Shnius L'Arayis? You know, once you have this, you know, why does Rambam make the point the way he does? In other words, I'm asking two questions, okay? I have two questions over here. One question is, I'm not sure that it follows. I can, you know, the question is, why does it follow that the fact that the Isa of taking out the Chotzer Sheni Merevus is different than other Isurei Shabbos that tells you the mitzvah to make an Erev is different than other mitzvahs? I don't know why one should follow from the other. Okay? If Erev, by definition, has to be a separate mitzvah, so it is a separate mitzvah. You don't need to tag it onto anything. I don't know what you gain by that. And secondly, if the Rambam's argument is based on this premise, why does he argue
about, in other words, you have two steps to get to your proof, okay? Step number one, the Issa, to take out from a Chatzah Shein Merev is a different type of Issa. And therefore, step number two, therefore the mitzvah is a different mitzvah, okay? So why ask a question making two steps when you can ask the same question making only one step and it's much clearer what your argument is? Those are the points that I would say that we have to deal with. Okay? So I'm not sure, in other words, his argument was very cogent, but I'm not sure, I can't poke a hole in the argument that it's clear that the Easter take out the Chatzah Shein Merev is a separate Easter. Okay? Okay? It's very clear to me. But I don't know what it has to do, what's germane to what we're talking about. That's my first point. Okay? Now, the next point. Okay? I want to deal with the Ramban now. Okay? Now, the Ramban, if you remember in his argument, you remember there were two parts of his argument. First, he argues about the Easter of taking outside to Chatzah Shein Merev. Okay? And then he talks about the mitzvah. Which is very interesting. You know, he's basically focusing on the way that I'm setting this thing up as two separate issues, okay? And it's very interesting that Ramban should even talk about the Issa, okay? That we'll have to see exactly why. But in the way he defines his argument, it's very interesting. Because you look at the Lashon over here, he says, "Vanita me alarav b'pli azayis tisbali ki atan lebal lochas boro shlefi she'ein b'chol inyonei ho'erev mitzvah chadosha midibreiv." Can you just focus on the words b'chol inyonei erev? B'chol inyonei erev, okay? Just keep that word in mind. And when you get to the end of the argument, which is the next page, I think it's on Mem or something like that. The Im Teimau on the bottom, the first column of Mem, Shiroi Limnoison Mitzvah Mipnei Sho'erev Atzmo Yikra Mitzvah Midvreim Shayor Mavochim. So here he's talking about mitzvahs, okay? Correct? And the argument for mitzvahs is the bracha, okay? Before he's talking about inyonei ha'erev. Okay? So what's inyonei erev? What does he want? Okay? So, it's interesting words, right? So I thought for chol inyonei erev is not talking only about the erev itself, but the whole scenario of taking out to a Chatzah Shein Merev also. And the truth is, it's a very good introduction to his argument. Because the first two points are going to be at the Isra Hoitzah to Chatzah Shein Merev. So first he's saying that in the Isra Hoitzah there's no mitzvah, or whatever has to do with an Erev is no mitzvah. And even the mitzvah putting down an Erev, that also is not a mitzvah. Okay? So now we understand the flow, okay? The first point is that there's no mitzvah in the inyonei erev, the whole package that the Issa of taking out to Chatzah Shein Merev, and even that which you normally look at as a mitzvah because you make a bracha on it, is also not a new, is not a mitzvah which you can imagine counting in inyonei mitzvah. Okay, I think, you know, sets up what he's trying to do.
The Inyan means the Isser?
The Inyan means the whole package of Erev. And in the package of Erev, there also is the taking out from a private domain to a semi-public domain that is a Chotzer Mulevis without an Erev. And that, the truth is, that is what he's talking about after he introduces B'chol Inyan Erev. See, he means the word Inyan in the broader sense, not only about the Erev itself, but about what happens when you don't have an Erev. Well, you know, correct? The whole discussion that you look. For example, he says, that's what he continues. She'im b'chol v'nyonei eil mitzvah chadosh nivreim she'timne eli imom v'mitzvahs ho'eil v'lav kloima she'osel ho'itzi m'shus ha'yochet v'chotzi m'shutam v'lo eiriv. Okay, and then he talks about the shmus. Okay? And then after he ends up with these two arguments, he says, that's not a reason to put him in your mitzvahs. And then he says, what about the bracha? But the bracha is not about the Yitzah. The bracha is about putting down the Erev. Okay? See, dealing with two different issues, correct? I don't see another way. What I'm doing now is not rocket science. It's just what is he saying, correct? Because you don't get this. You don't have the structure. You don't know what he's talking about. Is there a problem? You look around.
I'm just saying, he's saying, but he's talking about Yisr. Why is he talking about Aseh?
What?
Why are we talking about Aseh Ein, but Eruv, Aseh, Chadash?
He didn't say Aseh, he said Mitzvah Chadash.
So Mitzvah means even Lav.
I don't know, I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything. I said the first discussion is about the Issa Hoitzah without an Eruv, okay? And the second discussion about the Mitzvah Nochas Eruv. And it's very clear that is what he's doing. Because he's going to deny that. He's just not reading the Ramban. Okay? Is that fair? Okay? That's what he's doing, correct? The question is, why is he doing it? And what does he want to do? That's what I have to get to. But before you do that, you got to know what he's doing. Because you can't talk about why he's doing something unless you know what he's doing. Correct? Okay? That's fair? Now, so, that's correct, okay, before, you know, we start what the Ramban's doing, okay, looking at the Rambam and the Hasoga, okay, you ask yourself, the Rambam's talking about mitzvah say, okay, correct. The Rambam says, because he talks about only mitzvah there when he gets to Arayis. Shnius Arayis. So the Rambam's talking about Eil, about a mitzvah, right? The mitzvah say. Okay? See, and the Ramban is the Chayr addressing the Rambam's question and introducing new information which the Chayr is not germane to the issue. Correct? So that's the problem I have to deal with, correct? Is that fair? You see, the discussion of what the Isahit saw to Chotchen Murevis, what the Ramban introduced per se, is a very nice discussion, okay? But it's a discussion for someone learning Mesechus Erevin. L'chira, it's not a discussion for someone who wants to decide whether Erevin is a mitzvah or not, correct? And that, the discussion, the Ramban's issue in Shurashim, he's not teaching us Erevin, okay? He's teaching us, you know, he's teaching us whether Erev is a mitzvah or not, okay? Correct? According to the Bahag. So that's what we have in front of us, is that fair? Okay, this is the third test. So, you could take an approach, okay? That, you know, see the question with the Rambam himself, first of all, are we talking about, you see, you can talk about in your daim, okay, there's an Isa of with Yadayim Tmeis is an Issa in it, right? Of Tumah, Kotchim, you know, I have to know exactly which period of time that I'm talking about. Or Chulin, okay? So we're talking about the Issa, or we're talking about the Mitzvah, the Rambam. Okay? So the Emes is, I don't know if I might have pointed this out once, in the Gemara of Eruvin, when we talk about Tchan Shlomo, the Gersa, according to some, is Shlomo was Mesachin Yodayim. So Yodayim could be Tumas Yodayim or something like that. It doesn't mean Tumas Yodayim. Okay? And I'm not talking about the issue of whether Shlomo Melech Bechal didn't, there's another issue, you know, at the time of Shlomo Melech, there might have been Netila, might have been Tefila, whatever it is, but it says Netila. There's an issue about the Yadayim HaTmeis and the question how to misakit it. So the Rambam over here, when he calls Yadayim, he doesn't say Yadayim. He talks about Netila's Yadayim. Okay? So the Chayyim, when the Rambam is talking about Erev, you would assume that it's parallel. We're not talking about the Issa of Ritzah without an Erev, we're talking about the Mitzvah of Erev, and therefore the Rambam quotes, as part of his argument, the Bracha. Okay? So the Chayyim, what the Ramban is talking about, is completely irrelevant to the Rambam. Correct? So, it could be that all the Ramban is doing over here is just trying to come to the aid of the Bahag from all points, the Hainu, that maybe someone would say, good, we're not talking about the mitzvah of Erev, but maybe the Issa of Ohitzor to Chotshe and Murebes, okay, maybe that is a mitzvah, okay? You have to ask yourself, well, he's talking about in terms of mitzvah say, okay, or he's talking about in terms of mitzvah loisas there, but whichever it is, it could have been enough. You see, if you're answering the Rambam's question, the Rambam never asked anything about Laban. But if you want to, A, come to aid of the Bahav from any possible Hasoga, see, starting by, first of all, you want to say it's a new mitzvah leisaseh? It's not. Maybe you want to say it's say because of the bracha? That's also wouldn't be mina mitzvah. That is then what he's doing. But to say that he's coming straight to deal with the Rambam's issue is very difficult. Because there's no reflection, even with the Rav, when he explained the Rambam, you know, that he was talking about the Issa, Chotzor, Sheinu Merebes, and maybe it might have been from the Ramban, I'm not sure why he introduced it, okay? You know, introduced it to move on, that they're for the mitzvah, I assume, I don't know. But no matter which way you do it, okay, L'chel, the argument of Chotzor, Sheinu Merebes, is whether you should have been in the mitzvah leisa set, in minyan mitzvahs. And then, there's an argument afterwards that it's an asay. So he's l'chol in yoni erev, he's saying even in the things which are beyond the purview, we talk about the mitzvah of erev, maybe there is something in minyan mitzvahs there, and he says absolutely not. Okay? I want to see why. And then, he says no. He says even if you're ready to postulate an asay, because of the bracha, he says it's also not in the count of minyan mitzvahs. Correct? Okay. Now,
the problem you had with the Rav is that how is the Isser Chodosh have anything to do?
No. You see, the Rav was introduced in the Isser Chodosh to tell you, you see, the question, what are you talking about? Is the Isser taking out to Chodosh Sheinu Merebes? You can't say that the Rambam is talking about that, because the Rambam introduced the bracha, and the Rambam is one argument, okay? And the whole discussion about the Tefillas Yadayim is talking about the mitzvah. It's not talking about the Issa, okay? So L'cheira, that he's talking about the Issa, the Rambam himself is talking about Chodesh Sheinu Merebes, I just find that difficult to believe, okay? So you could imagine that, you know, you can use it as a base for an argument, that therefore the mitzvah should be different. I don't understand it, honey, but I think you can imagine it. But the Ramban is introducing the Issa as a separate issue,
And the lav is, that's not a reason to put in the inner mitzvahs. Okay? Then he talks about the mitzvah. That's correct. It's very clear in the Rambam what he's talking about. And l'cheir, the question is, why is this hasok on the Rambam? Is this only to come to the aid? Because I don't see anything in the Rambam that talks about a Yoni Erev. That's my question. Okay? And I'm just wondering, maybe over here he's not coming to the aid to shield the Bahag from the Rambam, but to shield the Bahag in general, that someone will come and say that you should have had it in Yerem Mitzvah because of Yoni Erev. Okay? In other words, once you mention this question, you could have expanded on the question more than the Rambam, and he says, no, that's not a problem. I don't see any other way to deal with it. Not, you know, L'chayim, he's not talking about the saints in the Rambam's talking about, I think.
But the Rambam assumes the Bahag doesn't count Lavi, so therefore that's why he doesn't do this.
No, yes, but the Rambam asks afterwards a separate question about Shnei's Varayis. Why doesn't he count that? He doesn't ask what he asks about Erev.
That subsumes the love in Erev too.
Yeah, but he doesn't talk about Erev. He talks first about...
True.
The way the Rambam formulates the question, it's difficult to maintain that. That's all I'm trying to tell you. The Rambam doesn't correct.
Don't be saying, oh, he's fair, it makes sense, but in the words it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it could have been such a thing. I could imagine. I think what the Rav said is 100% kosher. Because the fact is, we're matter on Shabbos to Chotshen Murevis, and we're not matter to go out to a Chambos because they're Kodesh. So that itself tells you that it's not a Malach Madrabon. The argument's cogent. The question, where do you go from that? Okay, next step. Now, when he talks again, the Inyoni Erev again is the Issa. So he has in the Inyoni Erev, if you read the Ramban, there are two options. It's an Issa Malacha, he says, or it's a Shvus. Then it comes out, then he introduces the Mitzvahs Erev. And what does he say the Mitzvahs Erev is afterwards? Let's start from there. What does he say? He says an Issa Aseh like Shechita. He says, and you make a Bracha Kiilu on the mati of that Isa. Okay? The Shechita is mati the Isa. Okay? And the Erev is mati the Isa. Okay? So what's the Isa that's mati in Erev? The Isa of Hoytzot the Chotchen Urevis. Okay? So what is the Ramban assuming? He says, in Isa say, what's the Isa say? The Ramban says the Nisa say over there. What's the Isa say? So the Isa say is being mevatel the mitzvah Erev. So what, when I take out to the Chotzer Sheni Merevis, that's a bitul mitzvah Erev or an Isa bitul. You understand? He says. Let's look at the Lashon. You know, you look at me like I'm. Are you okay with that? Is that what he's saying? Okay. No, I'm just saying, no, what I said. I didn't say anything wrong with saying there's going to be a conceptual problem, okay? Which that's what I'm leading to. The question before I introduce the conceptual problem, is that what he's saying? And if you look at the Lashon, the comparison, the Shechita, and Sifrei Sheremot, there's the Chen Isa, okay? And the Eilim is matter that Isa. And since only Isa say, and the Baalochas Gedolus does not count Isu Asay in Minyan Mitzvahs. He only counts Kumvasay. And that's what he says because the Lashon is only, the Lashon of the Bahag is Mitzvahs Kumvasay. And called Eva Ve'eva, the Ramachibom, Asay be Mitzvahs. Mitzvahs Asay, by definition, are something which I'm doing. That's what we pointed out, okay? There's a Kiyum, I'm doing something. But to abstain from something, that's not a mitzvah. That's not mitzvah aseh. You can talk about a lav, but it's not mitzvah aseh. So you talk about an isa aseh, which is not a lav, so it's not minyan mitzvah. That's what he says. So he says, if you're going to say elam, the isa aseh, there's no, you can't count it. The Bahag has no problems, correct? Okay, you're looking like you know, is there something difficult here? Mm-hmm. No, you look like you know, okay, to say that, you know. So then, okay, I asked the question,
So what's the Issa say? What does the Issa say? How do I know? At least you have no, you violate. Kill the Muksa. I carry the Muksa. What's the Issa say of Eiv? What's the Issa say, no? Okay. So I'm not a bright guy. I have an IQ. I don't know what it is, but you know, it's not. You know, it's not often the score. Okay. So you know, if the Issa Hoytzah of going out to Chos Shenim Mulevis is an Issa Seir Eiv, okay, so what do you gain by introducing the lav when you got started before Nyon Eiv? What's the scoop over here? What's the effect? You know, what are you left with? What are you starting with? So you okay? Okay. So you know, everything was okay. If I would have stopped and said, "Oh, that's Chat Rabban," you know, he said, "Oh, great." Do you understand what you're talking about? I'm just saying, if you take this to its logical conclusion, the whole thing don't make any sense. It don't make any sense. Okay. So I can imagine the Rambam, okay, that there's an Issa that the taking out the Chotze Sheinu Merevus is a bittul from the Mitzvah's Eiluv, and it's a separate Issa, and the Mitzvah is to be matir, okay? But he's talking about a Mitzvah to be matir, I don't know, I assume, or whatever, or let's say it's Macha. But he starts off B'chor Nyonei Eiluv that the Issa he saw is not the bittul Mitzvah's Eiluv. The Issa he saw is the Lav of Melacha, right? It's a lav or shmos, correct? So, where are you? You're anywhere, because the first argument, the second argument, you know, it's like two people almost wrote it. It don't make any sense.
The V'imamru and V'imtomri, you can't see, he's just playing two sides of the thing.
What do you need? What's the one thing?
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I had this option, okay?
Okay, good.
So, one second. Can I ask you a question? Let's take the first option, okay? That he starts with the lav, okay? I started with, how do you make a brocha of Mitzvah Seir? What's the brocha about? Because this whole discussion afterwards, so we'll explain the brocha. And that's the way you see it, I say. Unless you're ready to say, you know, you can come, you can take such an opinion, okay? But you have to be ready to say something which a priori you would have said is absurd if I had told you this before this point now, that if you have a brocha, you have a matir on a lav, okay? A matir on a lav, it can also have a birchas mitzvah. Are you ready to say that? Because you see, you can't leave Erev. In other words, I ask you a question, okay? You said, let me leave it, okay? Now I ask you now, what is Itzach Alav, okay? I forgot about everything Rabban said later, okay? So how do you explain the mitzvah of Erev and not making it a kumbase? The only way he was able to do it, it said that there's an Issa say, right? And all it's doing is imatin Issa. So what's the Issa? You have the lav. So what's the mitzvah? Where's the mitzvah say over here? Where's the bracha? So you can say if you want to, but that seems to me very odd to say that he's ready to have a birchas mitzvah and a lav. And why does he introduce the second answer? Because maybe if you deny there's no birchas mitzvah lav, so I'm throwing around the whole discussion before, it's certainly not a shmos, and it's certainly not a lav, and it's only an issa say. If you're prepared to do that, I have no problems. But you don't like it up, you know. You're ready to say that, like, yeah, you had no problems. Now, I'd be very cautious to do that, because it's a very, very odd way of presenting things. And, you know, I don't get it. And you know, when you make such a reversal, okay, I'll tell you even more. When you make such a reversal between two sides, you at least point out you reversed yourself. And reading the Ramban, you don't get to reverse itself.
there are two different issues, this b'chol and yonei erev, and ki'ilu, he's focusing on two separate things, this b'chol and yonei erev, and then there's the mitzvah erev, okay? And basically it's really the same, because you have to, the mitzvah really reflects itself on yonei erev, and there's nothing, you have to have that anyway. So I just don't get it how you, see, no one's going to come and say, I don't think it's anything to do with the Ramadan, okay? Let me start with something else. Let me flip everything around, okay?
You're saying it's both.
It has to be both. Okay. I don't know how, I understood that. I was waiting for you to even, you know, it was almost a setup, okay? Because I don't know what you're going to do after the setup. Okay? How do you differentiate? See, I can understand you can retain the second whole discussion about the mitzvah and the bracha without the first discussion, okay? And you say the Easter is the bittul or the Easter of taking out without an erev, and there's no la'av and there's no shvus. That's okay. But the first discussion doesn't stand anywhere unless you have it. You have to have the second discussion because the Ramban doesn't deny there's a bracha mitzvah erev. You can deny, maybe you want to deny that, but it doesn't deny that. So it doesn't deny that, so where are you? Is that a fair question?
So it's both, it's fine.
So
it's a lot of delivery, but you don't count, and it's also a choice.
Yeah, but what do you gain? The whole thing doesn't make any sense. If anyway taking out to the chotzer, so what the Issa Asay, the assay is not being vatal, the assay is not being vatal. What exactly is happening over here? What's the mitzvah?
That's a question.
No! I got that point. That's what I said. It's either one or it's both. Either one doesn't make any sense unless you're ready to say it's a birchas mitzvah matolav. So if it's both, why do you have to overkill? What do you gain? He says, only alav! The inyone is only alav! And then he throws in the mitzvah, and the mitzvah is matanis. And how does the love, what happens to the love, you know, the whole thing, the modus operandi of Eruv become very strange when we're talking about. Okay? Correct? Okay, good. Now, I know. I just want to flip it, and just to give you just another...
Can I just... Remind me that again.
No.
It's clear in this discussion of bracha that it's a matir iser that has to be talking about iser and can't be talking about love.
I don't know that. Maybe you want to say that. I say, if you're ready to accept that, I have no problems.
But conceptually, what's the difference?
Asher kirishonu b'mitzvosov v'tzivonu. The whole discussion, I don't know. That's another, because he talks about, see, why did he introduce the mitzvah say over here in discussion of bracha? Right? And he only, so why couldn't he have said, hello? Why couldn't he said that it's a lav, okay? And had discussion of bracha and say because of the mitzvah, the isa of doing without the bracha, so that's the mitzvah minyan mitzvahs. Not without the eruv. What? So it's a lav, okay? What's the mitzvah? What's the bracha on? The bracha is on the heter of the lav, okay? So is there a reason? So let's even say, if he's ready to accept, let's just read it and see if he's ready. Why did he introduce this? Let's start again. Bim Tayma, Shuol Noisem Mitzvah Mibinei She'er of Atzma, Yikla Mitzvah Mibreim, Shai Orem Mibokhan Olav Hashek Rishanu. Is someone denying that? Is the first Pshat denying that? Is that something new?
No.
So then what's the discussion? How does he answer the problem that it's the Rabbah doesn't count, the Baha'i doesn't count Isa say? Is it a new argument or the old argument? Isn't his answer that the Ramban doesn't count in Isa say a lava bokhala say? Because the Ramban doesn't count Shechitas. So the same way he doesn't count Shechitas,
which in Isase, he also, it doesn't count the lav of Sipur, the Isase of Sipur Tehera, he also shouldn't count Eruvin. Okay? So how does he, the only Ramban says that the Bracha, I can deal with the problem of the Bracha by saying it's not an Isase. Okay? So, but that's not, is that clear to you? Okay? See, you could imagine, although, it's another argument, and that the Bracha Ki'ilu, see, I don't understand. He's ready to say that you can't imagine the Bracha on a lav. You, can you imagine the Bracha on a lav, or can't you? Let me ask you that question, and then I think it will be clear. Can you imagine the Bracha on a lav or not?
That's what I was suggesting.
Okay, so why did the juice in the next discussion? So I say you can't. But then if he has to introduce it, then the two discussions are mutually exclusive. Because Lamaisin is a bracha, he's not denying the bracha. That is still no what point. You see, all I'm just trying to tell you is that you're not ready to accept your premise, which I suggested, okay, that the Ramban has a bracha on lav, the discussion doesn't flow. Because it's not the issue of counting Isu Asay, he's saying this lav is not something new. Then the whole, why did he introduce, what did he see in the bracha that makes him add a new tier in his discussion? Or change his course? And you don't get the impression he's changing. He's adding a new element. There's a Yoni Erev and there's Mrs. Erev. Correct? I'm just saying the discussion, I think, is very odd now, by you see, sometimes you don't understand anything, okay? I understand every part of the Ramban. That's why I flip the order, okay? I explained to you the end, if you remember the last few weeks, okay? So I just say, if you put it all together, I don't see how the two things fit together. I can understand the first discussion and finish it in a different way. I can understand the second discussion about the mitzvah independent of discussion about the lav. But I don't understand how you talk about a lav and assume it's only a lav, and then talk about a mitzvah and assume the mitzvah is only an isaseh and not put the thing together. And what does it mean? Does an isaseh taking out the chutz and a lav? What do you need both things for? What does chazal have to do overkill? Okay? I just want to tell you one thing. You shouldn't come to tell me. And that would be, you know, maybe it's crazy, I don't know. For example, an oini doesn't make a bracha, right? There's an isa to osel hos malon v'zebul bracha. Okay. So I wish to say, in the chayz very meduik, in the beginning of the sugyas and kaitim of och and the brisa, that the isa lohodos malon v'zebul bracha is not a separate isa. It's not machos asuris. It's not a separate isa. The isa is the bittul chayva or mitzvah's bracha. Okay. Since I have a chiv to make a bracha and I don't fulfill my obligation, so therefore I can't partake of the food. But an oinin who has no chiv to make a bracha, so what's his problem? Okay. There's no problem. You can eat without the bracha. Okay. Comes with Craig. In Yodea, and he quotes from the Ria Pandri. The Ria Pandri says, you know something? There's a difference. An Oine can take a piece of bread and make hamotzi and eat it without making hamotzi, but he has to wash Natilas Yadayim. Okay? So Rav used to say, what do you see from here? That the Issa is completely independent of the mitzvah. Okay. There's an isa of eating one because it's dying, which is not based on the mitzvah. Okay. So let me ask you something. In Eilu, what would you say? An oinin can take out the chotz shel mugavis. So I ask you why. See, either tell me that there's an isa I say, okay, which doesn't depend on oinin. is part of the mitzvah aseh, but not isui aseh. And it's an isui aseh, which is not based on any mitzvah, okay? It's an isui aseh! Or it's a love! So l'chayi talking about two separate explanations of isa over here. And the question is, what's the relationship between the two? Onen, I'm not adding new information. I'm just illustrating to you that you're not going to take, you know, everyone's going to say, if I ask you, can we really take out the chotzen and whatever? So everyone would say, they're intuitive, they'll say, chas v'sholom, okay? But I'll ask them to explain it to me, they might not be able to. But this Ramban is very clear what the explanation is, okay? Because there's no mitzvah, even if you're ready to accept the Ramban, there's a mitzvah, the Issa has nothing to do with the Bittur mitzvah. It's not the Ikkium mitzvah's Erev, which prohibits me from doing anything here. There's an Erev which is Matir, but the Issa is an Issa independent of the mitzvah, correct? Okay. That's fair? So that's why I'm very confounded by this Ramban, okay? So I did two things so far, okay? I did number one, I did the second half of the Ramban, the discussion of the mitzvah, correct? And now I presented the overview of what he's talking about. Now I want to get to the beginning of the Ramban where he talks about the love, okay? So let's now go back. You understand this is a very difficult thing, but you see, there were two issues, okay? Sometimes it's a little difficult, you know? You know, say, oh, I'm drowning, I don't know what's going on, you know, I need my Valium or whatever. That's not the point here. The point is to have a clear picture of what we understand and what we don't understand. And the Ramban now is going to give us insights, somehow, into what the Issa of taking out the Chatz Sheni Rebbe says, okay? And that's what I want to focus on, okay? That's what I really started to focus on. I don't know if I'm going to get there. Okay? Let's just start reading. One second. Yeah. Kloima, he says, She'ein b'chol inyone ho'erev mitzvah. You're not going to find the mitzvah in inyone erev. Okay? Mitzvah chadosh midivreim. So what does he mean? He's talking about, I don't even know how to translate the word mitzvah. Mitzvah say or lav? What?
I think so. I asked before. But I assumed he was talking about an asay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Maybe that's what he's saying. So he says not an asay. It's a lav. Okay. Maybe that's what he's doing. She'ed b'chol inyone erev, the Issa Issah is a lav, okay? So if it comes out, you still get yourself into the, so just say, it still gets the problem of two problems. Number one, what happens later?
He goes back to it.
Yeah. What?
Then it comes back to the assay again.
No. He goes back, it only makes it a shvus. There's a lav and an assay, the Issa Issah, the shvus, okay? And then he says it's only a lav, okay? Okay, but the lav and the asay, that's also not a problem. Okay, we'll see. But you know, so what's the argument? He's interested in making it not an asay, and it's a lav. It's not a problem. He wants to make it not an asay. Okay, but if it's a lav, it's not a problem. Why is it not a problem if it's a lav? A lav is not simply something new. Oh, in the midst of something new. So let's, okay, you hear the question. Now, let's continue. So what does he say? So he says like this. He says, B'chon yonei mitzvah chadosh midivreim shetimna eleim omu b'mitzvahs erev la halav. So there is something called mitzvahs erev, and they talk about a lav. So a lav and a mitzvah are not mutually exclusive, say, as you wanted to say, but it's a lav, okay? There's something called mitzvahs erev, and you can still make a bracha al mitzvah erev at the end and call it a lav. That's what he's ready to say. I just want to show you lashon, he becomes even stickier. Okay. Now continue. Kloima, she also lehitzi mishriyochid lechotza mishutav below erev. The isa hitza is allowed. Now he says a major statement. Hari oiver olov, hoiver olov over aloisase melocha midivreim. Okay, bit of lav. Okay, which lav with the rabbanon is he over on? Should I say koklos akom melocha? Okay, that's only a lav, not an essay. Okay, then he says. Then he introduces a specific melacha. So then it's not only an aloysa say, it's an asay. Okay? The shvus b'divreim melacha achasi mikama melachas or Shabbos. So here, and this is what I want to pick up next week, okay? This he introduced, like he opens up a new arena of thought. What does it mean to be a melacha? And it's not one lamates melachas? And therefore there's no assay? And the shvus, what? The shvus is a melacha, although it's an assay. And Lubin showed. Is it moderately if the lav lo yisase kol melacha? If it is, so why is it like one in lav mitzas melachas? If it isn't, what he's doing is giving the Ram ammunition to do a broadside against the Bahag. Because if you have a separate isa, which really you can't tag on a deraisa, then it should be mitzvah minyan mitzvahs. And you're back to where you started. That's the problem, Shavuot. I just didn't know. I'm sorry it took so long to get, but I wanted to have the Abdomo, because I would have just had this shiur by itself. You know, where am I coming from? With these premises, now we can begin to talk about over here what's going on. That's why I reversed the Ramban, because the whole discussion Ramban at the end is about the mitzvah say, okay? And the lav doesn't bother him, okay? And he seems to say, lav's not a problem. So why? Why at the beginning? Why is the lav a problem? What type of lav do you have that doesn't have the assay together with it? And still is not something new. And you know, it's not a problem. Everything's okay. That's basically what he's doing. Correct? So, Mr. Chairman, we'll pick this up next week. Next week, I think it's Thursday. Correct?
Thursday.
Yeah, correct. Okay.